Today we're fortunate to have Deacon James Gordon. He's visiting us from the seminary. He's come down from Lincoln for the weekend, and he'll be preaching a sermon.
First of all, I'd like to begin by offering a prayer to St. Michael. So please kneel.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protector against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God have you in our strength, and to thou, Prince of Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, cast in the realm of Satan and all evil spirits, and from all the world of Satan's ruling souls. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son,
for our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in the high places. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Paul speaks here of an unseen enemy. This is an enemy which seeks to devour our souls and not our bodies. This is an enemy which is to be combated with the armor of God, as St. Paul tells us. Many times this enemy manifests himself through flesh and blood, but its source of power is the world of darkness, the spirit of wickedness. Not too long ago, the seminarians were on a pilgrimage out in Washington, D.C. On our trip out there, we stopped at this rest area to have lunch. Well, while we were having lunch, this man came out of a van. He'd evidently parked his van right next to ours, and he started yelling some stuff at us. Well, we didn't understand what he was saying. We didn't really want to get involved. But the voice that he was using was this very low, guttural voice. The words he was saying to us was black sheep, and he was calling us wretched of God. Now, we were all sitting there in our cassocks listening to this man. And he kept walking back and forth, and he was banging these trash cans that were right there. Now, this man was a possessed man. Now, possession is a particular kind of infestation in which an evil spirit takes forcible control of bodily actions for a time of any individual. Now the rationalists will tell you that the possessed are merely ill of mind and body, and therefore they only need psychological help. Diabolical action is often veiled under the events which appear purely natural. For example, St. Francis de Sales was wishing one day to bless a churchyard. However, it was pouring rain outside. He figured it was the work of the devil, so he went into the church and did a prayer of exorcism. Immediately following this, the rain stopped, so St. Francis went out and blessed the churchyard. Now, going back to this example of the man who stopped at the rest area, while he was going on and saying these things to us, one of the seminarians there, who's a short distance away from me, began saying a prayer to St. Michael in Latin. Now, the man was about 20 yards away from us. He wasn't very close. But I couldn't hear this other seminarian saying this prayer. But he did. He said, "You, what are you saying there in that Latin?" And he was able to pick it up very quickly. Now, Father Delaporte, a servant of Mary, in his book on the devil, says that there are certain signs manifested by the possessed. They have an instinctive horror of religious objects. They tend to answer unspoken questions and respond to words which are equally unspoken. Father Gabriel Amorth, one of the head exorcists in Rome, said that the devil has a tremendous hatred of Latin. This is clearly manifested in this example. Now, one of the things we had to do is we had to get back to our van, and he was standing between us and the van, and he kept going on and on. So we grabbed our stuff, started walking back to the van. We were invoking Our Lady while we were walking back. This man, we thought we were going to get into a fight on the way to the van, but he didn't do anything. He just stopped there, he continued saying his things, and we walked right by him. Got into the van without a problem. Now this might seem strange, but the fact is, we were being protected by the armor of God. So these seminarians that were there wear the medal of Saint Benedict. They wear the miraculous medal. They had holy water on their person. So therefore we walked by in safety without having any harm come to us. Meanwhile, the man continued, and we said another prayer. This was in a group for safety to St. Michael. We started up the engine. This man got into his van and started up his. Immediately after we finished the prayer, this police officer pulled up. We didn't know where he came from, but he pulled up out of nowhere behind this possessed man and blocked his way to get out. Meanwhile, we backed out and were able to get back on the freeway. The police officer came up and checked on the man. Now, it's interesting to note that St. Michael is the patron saint of police officers. Now, this threat was not defeated by our efforts, but by the power of God. This is why St. Paul mentions these things about the armor of God. In the spiritual warfare against the devil, we must implore the spiritual weapons, such as holy water, relics, the sign of the cross, all accompanied by prayer. It is not the water itself that puts the devil to flight, but the blessing. In the blessing, there is a spiritual value which God gives to a material object in order that we may make use of it in the proper time. The sign of the cross is another manifestation of Christ which makes the devil flee. Constantine, before the coming of Christendom, as he was on his way to battle, saw a cross in the sky in which he heard the words, "In this sign thou shalt conquer." The sign of the cross is very powerful. This is what gives the efficacy to the medal of Saint Benedict, because it has that cross on the back. But there is no greater breastplate of armor than being in the state of grace. In this state, we are protected in divine justice, and we are free from the bond of Satan. Also, frequenting confession and the sacraments, especially Holy Communion, is one that keeps us free from sin and free from the attacks of Satan. When St. Paul mentions the rulers of the world of darkness, he refers to the devils, to the ranks of spirits who are permitted to rule over this world of darkness. But divine providence has given us warnings. He has shown that the devil is a powerful enemy. He is dangerous and furious, and he is seeking the ruin of our souls. Be on guard against love of riches, love of pleasure, which leads to idolatry and pride. And this is the father of all errors. Live a lively faith by invoking Our Lady and Saint Michael and all the saints in time of temptation. Make use of the sacramentals in union with the mind of the Church in order to call down God's blessings. Watch and pray and put on the armor of God that you may rest in the evil day and stand in all things perfect. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.